This is Pants in the Boot. The United Kingdom and America are two countries separated by the same language, George Bernard Shaw never said, and we'll be proving that in this podcast, in which people across the pond from each other try to explain what their respective English words mean. I'm your host, Glenn Fleischman, and our panelists for this first five episodes are Anthony Johnston in England, hello.
Hello there.
Liz Miles in Scotland, welcome.
Hello.
Dan Moran in the great state of Massachusetts, Dan. Thanks for coming on.
A distinct pleasure being here.
And, sorry, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, my mistake.
Thank you, yeah.
And from the Republic of Portlandia is Kathy Campbell.
Hello.
Hello. I know Portland has its own language. So what we're going to do on this show is, sometimes quickly, sometimes fast, explain English to each other, even though we all believe we speak it. And we're going to start with biscuits and cookie. We recently recorded an episode of the game show in which this became a controversial side topic, and I still don't understand it. After we recorded that episode, I went to Cost Plus here in Washington and purchased a number of biscuits, I think, and ate many of them, and I'm still not clear on this dish. So I think we should start with the, people can jump in as they want, but so what is it? What's a biscuit? What is a biscuit?
That's the delicious thing you have with your tea or coffee. And you dip it in, and if you dip it in to your tea or coffee, it's probably a biscuit.
Oh, man, that is, no.
Probably, but yeah, that's a bit, because you can dip hobnobs, and hobnobs are not biscuit.
Are biscuits?
No, they're cookies.
Wait, I had hobnobs.
No, they're a biscuit.
Oh, with a biscuit, you pour delicious gravy over it.
They're
and you eat
biscuits.
Kathy, I think we should step back and let the UK fight this one out.
Hobnobs
true. They're
are
fighting
sweet.
Without us. We don't need yeah. to join
And they're
them.
Biscuits. It's like... I mean, that's like saying digestives are biscuits. They're not. They're digestive biscuits.
Well, wait, whoa.
Yeah, hold on here.
A digestive biscuit is not a biscuit. I'm going to take issue with that from a pure basis of English
digestives
language.
Digestives are biscuits. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Mr. England person language. What is a Jaffa cake?
Oh, yeah.
It's a cake.
It's in the name.
Yes. What Liz is referencing is an ancient argument over here in the UK whether Jaffa cakes are cakes or biscuits, but they are cakes. I mean, they have legally been proven in a court of law.
This is true.
But they're not.
I want to, so they're... This is my one area of expertise. I know about this. So I want to share some delightful information about biscuits and cakes, which
Please.
I know isn't strictly relevant, but it's really good because in the UK, value added tax isn't paid on things that are considered essential.
Oh, yes.
And so Jaffa cakes were like, biscuits are considered essential, whilst cakes are also considered essential. However, if you put chocolate on them, chocolate-covered biscuits are not essential, but chocolate-covered cakes, those are essential. Everyone needs chocolate-covered cakes.
God.
So
wow.
Jaffa cakes were like, we're not biscuits, we're cakes. We don't want to have to play BET. We want our stuff to be cheap. And so they went to a UK court, and to prove they were a cake, they made a really huge big Jaffa cake and presented it to the judge and said, dude, what do you think? Cake or bicky? And he was like, it's a cake. And that was like that.
Well, wasn't there also something about what happens to them when they get old?
Oh, yes.
Which is that a biscuit goes soft and a cake goes hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there we go. I like that the
and
Wikipedia entry on this describes
hard.
Them as biscuit-sized cakes.
Biscuit-sized.
Accurate. Just for more exciting legal information on the UK and VAT stuff, gingerbread men. A biscuit, by the way, so relevant. Yep. Biscuits. If you put like a little spot on the gingerbread men's eyes, that's an essential biscuit. But if you draw anything else on it, that's a luxury.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So if you put a little
belt on it. The machinery that draws the eyes is already done. So like if you need to change the machinery to make something else, that's clearly luxurious.
Yeah. So we have the sales tax, the states that have sales tax here, which is most of them except Kathy
State. I don't think we make this any sort of tax-based distinction.
No. Don't you have this in Massachusetts? If things are sweet, they're sweet, like crisps. No, wait. See, I'm doing it now. Chips, potato chips are... just to make things more confusing. And things that are...
We'll do that one later.
come back later for that. I think cookies are taxed in Washington State, like, and soda is taxed, but I don't think stuff like bread is taxed. I think they do make that difference.
Well, so Massachusetts, sales tax in Massachusetts, I think, makes a distinction between there are different sales taxes for certain goods versus food, I believe.
Yeah.
There is a gradation, which is it's like 6.25% versus 7%. It's not like it's a huge percentage.
Right.
But okay. There are certain things that
VAT
fall to
or
one
not
or the
is
other.
20% versus
right.
zero.
VAT oh my god. Considerably more.
Well, okay. And I'm useless in this conversation because Oregon has no sales tax.
No sales tax.
Goddamn hippies.
Yeah.
Just have overwhelming income tax. So wait, all right, so now here's the other thing.
Back to biscuits cookies. I mean, yes.
Biscuits
right.
and cookies.
I'm really upset. I'm upset about the hobnob thing.
Here's a good rule of thumb. Biscuits generally, there are always exceptions to this, but biscuits generally snap.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do they crunch? You bite into them.
Hobnobs
cookies
snap
crumble or,
badly.
You know, they're soft.
Or bend. I learned that from Great British Bake Off.
Yes, because, well, here's,
okay,
here's,
if you have, here's, if you take a hobnob and a proper British cookie, which are the delicious giant biscuit things, they're still biscuits. Cookies like a sub thingy of biscuits. And you snap a cookie and then you snap a hobnob. You're going to hear a snap on that hobnob.
I just ate hobnobs and they were. I thought they
more
were biscuits because they felt
a snap,
like biscuits.
Though, isn't it?
Well, so here's the question. Even in the United States, there are distinctions between types of cookies, right? Because I'm thinking of, if you have a chocolate chip cookie, that consistency of that chocolate chip cookie could range anywhere from soft and gooey all the way up to hard and very snapping. But they would all be considered chocolate chip cookies. They all fall under the aegis of chocolate chip cookies.
But that's because what you call biscuits aren't regarded as, like, you know, sort of sweet dessert.
It's a totally different thing. It's more like a little bread. It's almost not quite a savory scone, but it's something more in that realm than anything cookie, really.
Right, whereas to us, biscuits are all sweet and, well, not necessarily sweet as in sugary, but they're all regarded as a sweet, as some kind of, as a treat, not as, bread.
But digestives aren't
digestive
very
biscuits
sweet.
Biscuits are not a treat.
Digestives aren't very sweet, though, right? They have sugar. They're not sugar.
Yeah.
It's like cornflakes. They're like there's something missing.
Oh no, digestives are sweeter than cornflakes.
But wait,
let me throw a wrench in here because this is interesting. The only Spanner. Place I've run into keep it for another show. The only place I have run into digestive biscuits in the US that are not imported in some way from the UK are, we have, Carrs, I believe, C-A-R-R, is a company that makes a lot of crackers. And if you buy their assortment of crackers, it includes digestive biscuits. So, our digestive biscuits,
yeah, we get that over here as well with biscuits for cheese, yeah.
Okay, so our digestive biscuits crackers, or our crackers, aside from Christmas crackers,
no, they're a type of biscuit. They're a type of biscuit that you can have cheese on. Like, I can have digestive biscuits, a little bit of butter, and a cheese on top. And it gives you a sort of a different texture of flavors than if you had a straight savory biscuit. But it's not like a bizarrely sweet thing. It's like sweet and savory
in a nice way,
which doesn't work with many other biscuits.
And you'd never find anything that we consider a cookie in those selections of crackers and biscuits.
Right.
I thought the point of digestives was like what English food was like decades ago, which is you're supposed to feel slightly punished by eating it instead of enjoying it. And I understand it's come a long way.
My favorite kind of biscuit.
Really?
They're quite tasty. Yeah. They're quite tasty. I have to say I do like them. And when I lived in the UK, the digestives, the plain chocolate digestives were, and I like just the ones without chocolate.
No, just plain.
No, I've had those too. Those are good. Yeah. Okay, that's just, they're good. I wouldn't call that my favorite type.
Okay, so give me a cup of coffee and a pack of digestive biscuits. And when I was younger and could eat what the hell I liked and not worry about dying immediately afterwards, I would literally eat an entire pack, a roll of digestive biscuits, by dunking them in coffee. And I could literally go through an entire pack.
Your biscuits come in rolls?
That is just
weird. Wait, your biscuits come in rolls? I'm joking because I got hobnobs. But see, our cookies come in bags. Typically.
Or packages, but not rolls. We get cookies in bags,
but yeah, exactly.
It also looks American when you get them in bags. Right. We're like, you're trying to say it's cool in America. Oh. We look at them and
first of all,
suspicion.
nothing in America is cool. Let's be clear.
That's true.
But most of our biscuits, regardless of their shape, come in hobnob style, roll like packs. They're stacked.
They come in tubes, like, or as we say here, cracker. The subway.
I have a biscuit question. Why are animal crackers, which are biscuits, called crackers?
That's a weird holdover thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, I would never describe those as crackers, really. Like, those would be eaten as a sweet or as a cookie, but they are probably the closest thing we have to like that sort of digestive biscuit thing where it is like, it's kind of a cookie, but it also isn't like, it's not as
it's
overtly
not super sweet
or sugary in the way that Oreos or chocolate chip cookies would be. I don't know why they're called animal crackers.
They're more like biscuits. You're right. They're the most biscuity thing that people in America are, eat on a routine
basis. We found something that Americans can identify.
Oh, my God.
Except when you look them up on Wikipedia, the first line is,
cracker
quote,
slash
an animal cracker is a particular type of small cracker slash cookie.
Oh, my God.
Well, yes, but Wikipedia cannot be.
See,
utilized.
I was wondering if these were crackers, like there used to be something, if you pulled them open, they would pop out with fries, but that's a different discussion. We're gonna have that in the cracker discussion. All right, I think I'm gonna put the lid back on the hobnobs. There's one more thing. So you also have cookies. You have, Liz, you specifically said, I've heard this, there are things you call cookies in the United Kingdom. Yeah. So what do you call a cookie as a subclass of biscuit?
It's usually like, it's larger and it's got stuff in it.
And soft and doughy.
It does bend a bit. Yeah, I think the ones that are gooey are correct. The ones, like, if they're really hard and they do snap, like, as far as I'm concerned, that's overcooked. You've made that cookie wrongly. That's not a real
cookie.
Oh, I see.
So it's very American when it's soft and doughy and has stuff in it, where it's very much like American.
I feel like that is not
that's a cookie
anymore in America.
Yeah, we've gone to
Crisp. When I was a kid, you know, and my mom would buy chocolate chip cookies to have as, like, a treat or dessert or something, the sort of de facto like chocolate chip cookies you would get from the store are things like your Nabisco or Keebler chocolate chip cookie or Chips Ahoy or something like that. And for me as a kid, I never really cared for those. The cookies I always wanted, and maybe Kathy will also have remembered these. Do you remember Soft Batch cookies?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Those were the things I badly wanted because they were soft and gooey and like chewy chocolate chip cookies. And they just, there was something delightfully over the top about them. It's like, oh, why have these hard, crunchy cookies?
Yeah,
like, that's so much work to eat.
There was extra luxury in the soft cookie.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that Chips Ahoy now makes the chewy version of their chocolate chip cookies at the lower price point, because, you know, that dollar makes a big difference when you're buying your cookies.
So, but
yeah, that's pretty much the canonical over here. Present anybody with that sort of thing, and they would say, oh, that's a cookie.
So is a cookie, Liz alluded to this, is a cookie a subset of a biscuit?
Sort of. Yes.
I think there's Venn diagrams.
Kind of. Venn diagram.
Yeah, there are some great Venn diagrams I found after our last discussion that showed like the universe of biscuits, cookie, but people define it differently. So you can get different diagrams that have different overlaps. Like Jaffa cake is a confusing part, as you say. And
and hobnobs.
Yeah. I just want to say on the hobnob matter, I'm not saying it's authoritative, although it is, but I just did an impromptu Twitter poll asking, in the British sense of biscuit, are hobnobs biscuits or cookies? And 17 people have voted in the last couple
of
minutes, and it's 100% biscuit.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think we have a definitive answer.
That people have spoken.
Yes, but let me point out that on Twitter, there's no way of restricting a poll to only British people. That could be 70 Americans who've voted.
It could have been Liz voting 70 times. No one knows.
I said, in the British sense, it's now 19 and 100% have gone biscuit.
Oh my gosh. I want to close off.
I need to find this poll just so I can spoil your results.
One other thing I wanted to mention, because I think this is an interesting distinction between the British and American, is that you guys both mentioned, I think, tea and coffee as essential, like going with biscuits, go with things, including, as Anthony, as you mentioned, dunking stuff into tea and coffee. I think that is far less common over here. I think the only thing that you run into is sometimes biscotti, which I think people do dunk. And then the only other thing I think of,
well, you have to, it's the only way to eat it, really.
Right, exactly. The only other thing I think of is eating with like their tea and their coffee and possibly dunking might be donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy, is there anything else that people?
Why would you do that?
I think possibly those long tubes of like they have the cookie on the outside with the chocolate.
Pirouettes.
Pirouette.
It's a crisp thing, not a crisp.
Yeah, that's. Oh my God, is that a cookie?
It's a. Okay,
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a straw that's like a wrapped cookie and chocolate thing, but it's like the shape of a straw. It's like clearly they make them.
Oh no!
And like
mold sorry. Yes.
Oh yeah. No, I know those.
I don't know what we call those over here. Actually,
yeah.
Someone has spoiled my results now and voted for cookie.
I can't imagine who that.
You're welcome.
But I will.
I want to conclude this episode by pointing out I only learned recently that the reason that chocolate chips exist is because of chocolate chip cookies, not the other way around. The woman who the woman who invented it, the New York Times has been revisiting the biographies of women they ignored over the last 150 years, and they did a obituary of Ruth Graves Wakefield, who invented the Toll House cookie because she and her partner had the Toll House Inn, and she invented it, and then Nestle wound up licensing it from her, essentially buying the recipe, and she would take a cleaver and break big blocks of chocolate into chips, and then Nestle eventually had to make chips in order to fulfill the recipe they were offering. And so when they started selling chips, they put the cookie recipe on the chip bag. Not that kind of chips, that's the other kind of chips.
Very cool. I have a final tiny little thing because someone's just replied and they're Dutch and they've said, this is one where Dutch interferes too much to make a call. This is Hobnobs, biscuits or cookies. Yeah. Biscuits are a subset of cookies.
Oh!
As opposed to in Britain, the other way around.
Cooking. All right. That's so now we're thoroughly confused. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, the Dutch.